Good evening, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. We're live tonight. This is January the 6th in the year 2012. We have finally got to that year. That's the year that everybody has been dreading or wondering about, or however you want to say it, for so long. Like, what's going to happen in 2012? And finally, it's here. And, of course, I don't feel any different. But we have crossed over into it, and we'll just have to see what's going to happen this year. But we are live tonight, and I don't have a lot of anything specific to talk about. I can always find something. So I'm going to be open for callers tonight. Anyone who wants to call in and talk, we can do that. And I'll give you the toll-free number here in case you do want to call in. 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008 if you want to call in. Now, Julia wasn't here last week, and she's not here this week. We are really growing and moving forward in our publishing company, and so we have opened an office in England. When we were over there on this last trip, when I was gone for 5 months all over Europe and India and Singapore and Australia, we got a house. It's outside of London, and we decided to open up an office over there. It'll be our Ozark Mountain Publishing office in England. So now you've already hired 3 people over there to work for us. So she left. It's been 2 weeks ago now. And she's over there getting everything set up and straightened out and in working order. And so we're going to be doing a lot more in that part of the world, because we do need somebody there who can keep things straight as we are growing more in Europe. And I'm having a lot more classes over there. So that's why she's not here tonight. And so anybody that wants to call in, that's fine. I guess that's where we'll go, and we'll just see what happens. Okay, I think Seth said there was somebody online right when I was getting ready to go on. Seth, is there somebody there?
Hello, hi.
Hello?
Hello, hi, Dolores.
Hi there. Okay, he said there was somebody waiting before we even went on the air. So this is going to be a show tonight. We're just going to wing it and see what people want to talk about. Okay, do you have a question?
Sure, I got a question for you. First of all, I want to thank you very much for the whole work you do. It opened my eyes, and I'm sure it opens many people's eyes. I'm very grateful for all you're doing. And my question is, a couple of days ago, the Princess of Japan came out publicly, and she announced that she's been having contact with some ETs that live inside our planet. She say they're very, very high mentality community people. They're in very high level. And she say that on December 22nd of 2012, the planet is going to pass to a fifth dimension, exactly as you say. But she talks about 3 days of darkness, that nothing is going to work, there's not going to be electricity, we're not going to have the power of the sun.
Now, where have I heard all of that before? Okay, who was the woman you said who was making this announcement?
She's the Princess of Japan.
The Princess of what?
Of Japan. Japan, the country.
Oh, the country. Well, I didn't hear about it. But you know,
yeah, it's all over the internet.
Well, you know, December 22nd is when everyone is saying the Mayan calendar is supposed to end, and we're going to have this alignment with all of the other planets are all going to line up. That's when they're expecting this big thing to happen with the shift. So it's interesting she's using the same date that she's come up with.
Actually, she's using the December 22nd, a day after. And she said that the planet is going to pass to the fifth dimension, and the governments already know, and they're creating caves in Europe because they want to hide there. And she say it's going to be 3 days of darkness, and after those 3 days, we're going to wake up in the fifth dimension. And it's very similar about what I read in your books already, with the fifth dimension, but I never read in your books nothing about the three darkness days. And I have to admit it makes me a little nervous, like, okay, 3 days of darkness. And
don't be nervous.
I got a little scared.
Okay, but you said first you were talking about somebody inside the planet. Didn't you say that in the beginning?
She say, yes, ma'am.
Though there are cities inside the planet. I've written about those. There
yes,
is a whole civilization living inside the planet.
That's exactly what you say. She was referring to those civilizations inside the planet.
Yeah, there were a lot of survivors of Atlantis that went underground back in those days. And the ETs have done a lot of work down there, and they actually have what you would call a sun down there. It's a mini sun. It's a source of light. And there are lakes. They can farm. It's just like living on the surface, really. And there's even a lot of extinct dinosaurs and all kinds of animals down there. But I've written about that in one of my Convoluted Universe books, talks about the cities underground and how they are more modern than we are. They have more sophisticated computers than we have even begun to tap into. And a lot of it's because they haven't had the wars and everything to distract them. They've been able to focus on technology. But one thing they said they have... I don't know what you want to call it, but the train, or it's like a transportation device that they can go anywhere they want throughout the underground city, and they can travel as much as 3,000 miles an hour. And I've been told that the entrances to these cities are underneath the pyramids, that they had the entrances first, and then the pyramids were put on top of them. This is the pyramids all over the world, the ones in Mexico as well as in Egypt. So I've written a lot about the underground cities, but those are positive people down there, and they have no desire to come to the surface at all. They are quite happy living under there. But let's
Are these civilizations also going to the fifth dimension?
Yeah.
With us?
If they want to. Other people have asked me that, too, if they want to. But let's get on to that prediction. One thing that it reminds me of, you remember the Y2K scare they had in the year 2000?
Right.
Remember that? And
yes.
I was out there lecturing about it at that time, and that's when they were saying all the computers were going to go down, everything was going to crash, we wouldn't have anything, no more facilities because everything is run by computers. Everything was going to crash, and they were suggesting people go back into the hills and get wood stoves and go back to living off of nature. They were really frightening a lot of people at that time, and I was the
I was
the only speaker on the lecture circuit at that time who was saying nothing is going to happen. All the rest of them were talking doom and gloom and all of that. I even did an interview for CNN on Times Square. It was the week before New Year's was coming in, when the year 2000 was coming on. And they were doing a live interview on the square, Times Square, and they said, what do you think is going to be happening next week whenever we change over to the year 2000? And I said, nothing is going to happen. People had guns. They were prepared to defend their homes and whatever they had so they wouldn't be stolen because everybody was going to be without everything. So look at that big scare they had in that time, and nothing happened. And then this October, a few months ago, I was in Australia, and I think it was the 28th, they were saying, that was the real end of the Mayan calendar. I think it was the 28th of October, 2011. And they said, we're going to go into this shift, and we're going to have all these horrible things happen, and we're going to have the 3 days of darkness. I said, well, I'm going to be in Australia. We'll just see what happens. Well, of course, nothing happened, did it? So to me, it's the same thing. Because in all the work I've been doing, they don't have anything about that at all. The date's going to come and go, and we won't even notice any difference. I keep thinking, maybe something to do with this lineup of the planets is unusual. I think that's the first time it's happened. I don't know how it goes in history, but the sun and all the planets are going to be in a direct lineup. And they said it might create a pull on the gravity. So we'll have to see if anything happens with that. But I don't see the computers crashing and the utilities going down and all of that things happening because, like I said, it's history repeating itself and it hasn't happened yet. So I won't
Right, because even Bible talks about the 3 days of darkness, like they talk about the new heaven and the new earth.
Yeah.
Or there's going to be two guys working in the field, and one is going to be taken, and one is going to be left behind.
Yeah, that's what I lecture about. That is what I keep talking about, the new heaven, the new earth that we're going into. And I tell people it was predicted in the Bible when John was talking about the new heaven and the new earth. It was the same thing, only when he saw that back in that time, the vision he had on the Isle of Patmos, he didn't realize it was going to be thousands of years before it came true. And he was describing it in the best way he could in the language he had at that time. So the book of Revelation is full of symbolism. But in my lectures, we have compared that there will be some left behind with the old earth as it separates and the new earth is going to go into the fifth dimension. The old earth will stay in the third dimension. And when that happens, they do say that some will be left, one will be taken, and one will be left. So it goes along with that part. But the 3 days of darkness, I don't see how that could happen. That would depend on the sun and the cycle. The earth would have to stop orbiting and stop revolving. I don't see how that could happen.
I was reading about what science had to say about it, and they just explained that the only way that can happen is through volcanic activity in the whole planet.
That's a possibility.
That was something I was just reading.
You remember, it was back in the 1800s when Krakatoa, the volcano erupted. They had a movie about it, about when the volcano at Krakatoa in Java erupted. And it was a horrible eruption, and they said this is way back. I don't remember when it was. May have been early 1900s, somewhere in there. But when it erupted, it sent so much ash and everything into the air that it did make it dark. They said they called that the year without a summer because it was so dark that it kept the sun from coming through. And it did affect the growing of the crops. It affected everything at that time. So that's a possibility there if we go into something like that again.
But you haven't heard nothing about that.
You never heard about Krakatoa when it erupted?
No. Have you heard through your experiences with clients that could happen?
No, the information I've got is that the day is going to come and go, and it won't mean anything because it's already happening. We are already shifting. We're moving into the fifth dimension. We've been moving since the year 2003, and they said when you come to the end of the year, it's not just going to be boom and we're there. It's already in the process, and it's gradual. It has to happen gradually. So when you get to the fifth dimension, you won't even notice anything has happened. That's how gradual it'll be. It's just like all of a sudden.
Do you think there's people already in the fifth dimension?
We are already there. We're moving there, yes. This is the year when the energy is supposed to push us all over into it altogether. But it's going to be so
right, but do you think that,
that
we, some days, do you think some days we can be living in fifth dimension and some other days we come back to the third dimension until we adjust totally? That's
no,
what I feel. I don't know, but I'm nobody.
Once you go, you stay because you have to go where your vibration and frequencies vibrate at. And that's why you can't stay with the old Earth, and that's why you have to go on if your vibrations and your frequencies of your body are changing to match the Earth as it goes on. I've had some people at my lectures will say, but I want to stay with the old Earth. I want to be there to help the people that are left behind. And I've been told it doesn't matter how honorable your intentions are. Once your vibrations and frequencies change, you go regardless. You can't stay. So I don't see how you'd be able to go back and forth. You would go over there, and you will stay in the fifth dimension. Besides, there's going to be so much negativity on the old Earth, you won't want to stay there anyway. The people left behind.
Dolores,
they'll stay.
I got another.
I think they are going to stay with what they have created, so that's why they're staying with the negativity. Okay, did you have something else there?
Right. Yeah. I know you're busy, and there's a lot of more calls, but I got another question.
This is just a call tonight. We'll just take the callers. I don't know how many are waiting, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. There's 17 more waiting.
Are there?
Okay. When I was around 13 years old, one night I was sleeping, and I got an encounter. This is very uncomfortable for me to say. Nobody knows this, and now I'm talking in radio. But
nobody knows who you are, though. You're anonymous.
Right. All of a sudden, some energy came into my room. There was a woman in white, and I couldn't move, but she gave me a peace feeling, a very peaceful feeling, and we got an intercourse. I couldn't move at all. I didn't feel violated or nothing like that. But we got an intercourse, sexual intercourse. I never talk again with nobody because imagine what people is gonna say. It's been more than 20 years, and in the last 10 years, I start developing paternal feelings, and many nights I dream I got a son somewhere. Also, it happened to me that I can feel what people think. I believe that, maybe I'm wrong, but I can feel also before an earthquake or a tragedy or calamity, I can feel these things. And I always wonder what happened that night. And for me, it's very uncomfortable talking about it because I can feel I can talk openly with you.
And nobody knows who you are. You're just a voice on the radio.
Right.
I've heard so many things in my work, and I believe anything is possible because I see so many clients that, you know, I never say that nothing is impossible because I don't know. There's a lot of explanations.
Like I say, I've been dreaming a lot about I have a son somewhere. He's not a daughter, he's a son. I don't see him, but I feel him. And I can feel people's thoughts. And I can feel tragedies right before it happens. I wake up in the middle of night at 3, 4 a.m., shaking all over my room. And next day there's news that there was an earthquake in Russia. And I wonder why I feel an earthquake in Russia so far away. Why I don't feel the earthquake right here next to my city. But I feel things, so I start feeling like, okay, maybe I didn't feel that earthquake. Maybe I'm getting like a neurological problems or I'm seeing my nerves.
No.
So I just want to share this with you and hear your comments.
Yeah, don't think there's anything wrong with your mind, no. I know doctors will try to convince people when they try to talk about these experiences that something's wrong with them, but there really isn't, so don't think that. This is more normal than you think it is. And right now, especially, these psychic abilities are waking up. People have had them all along, but, you know, because it's a civilized world, we push it aside and we say, no, that can't be happening, so we ignore it. But everybody has psychic abilities, and because of this time right now that we're going through, everything is changing, everything is speeded up, and they keep saying the veil is thinning. By that, they mean we are seeing into the other worlds more, and we're getting the psychic abilities back. They are coming back, and this is making a big difference in people's lives. And they are afraid to talk to people because they'll think I'm crazy. But you're more normal than you think you are. And the other experience you're talking about, I could have several different explanations I could throw out. I don't think I've got time to do it right now. But here again, you're not crazy. These things do happen to people because I hear it from my clients all the time. And I have many, many of them who have had ET encounters and who have been shown their children that they have had, that they didn't even know existed. But they were told...
I read a chapter in your book, in the Three Waves Volunteers, that there was a woman who got a kid. But So I was very associated with that case. Like, okay, there was a human being here on Earth that she got a kid with an ET.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was very, close to that case.
You read my book, The Custodians?
I haven't. No, I'm sorry about that.
The Custodians is my 25 years of working with UFO cases. And in that, we have many examples of women having babies they have never seen because they were taken away. But I know of personally several cases where men have found out that they were fathers and they got to see the children. But they were told not to worry about them, not to try to contact them, that they are living a healthy life in this other place. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And they said they are perfectly happy, so you don't have to worry about what they're going through. See, that's why it's better if we don't know these things, because we do start worrying about it and thinking what's going on. But believe me, everything you're telling me, I believe, because I've heard it many times. And you're normal. You really are. More normal than you think. And trust these psychic abilities, because that's where we're going now. We're going into this. It's coming back, and the world is changing, and this is the way it's going to be, the new normal from here on out. People will begin having more psychic abilities, being able to feel things and predict things. So you're right. Where you're supposed to be.
Thank you very much, Dolores. I will... I'm looking forward to meet you at any time, at any place. I know you're traveling all the time.
Oh yeah, and I'm getting ready to go.
Know we will meet sooner or later.
Okay, but don't be afraid. Don't buy into fear. That's the main thing. These predictions and everything.
Right.
Don't buy into fear. Just see what happens. It'll be a curious thing. We'll find out what's going to happen. Okay, and thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you. And I'm very proud of what you do.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll see if there's anybody else out there that wants to talk. Is there any other callers online?
Hello?
Okay,
Hello?
We got somebody. Okay, go ahead.
How are you doing, Dolores?
Oh, I'm fine. Like I said, tonight is just a show to talk because I didn't have anything planned. Go ahead.
I'm glad. Well, I actually called last week, and I didn't give you my name. My name was Alfonso. I was kind of, last week when I called you, I was kind of giddy because to me it felt like I was talking to a star, because your Convoluted Universe book confirmed so much that I've always suspected throughout my life. So when I talked to you last week, I kind of didn't ask any questions. I was just kind of really excited to talk to you. So, but I guess my question would be, I know I listened to some of your radio stations, and I mean not radio stations, but your shows in the archive. And one of the things that you said you would be doing, I think, this year, is you said you had a television studio built, and that you would be putting out broadcast. I'm not broadcasting, I guess updates or whatever. But I was actually wondering, I can't really find any other of your information online. And I think it's wonderful because, you know, it appeals, I guess it alleviates a lot of the fear that's out there because it's so positive, isn't it? So confirming. So I guess my question is, when will you be putting the television studio thing together?
Well, we've already begun because we're filming things, but they are not going out live at this time. But we do have a studio here, and we started the last couple of weeks. And some of it is going, they're going to have one, if it's just like, our books with our publishing, our site with the publishing company where we have all of my books listed. I filmed something, just a little blurb, I guess you would say, about each book so people would know what they were about. That's one thing we were doing. And another thing we did a filming about is a commercial, I guess you would say, for the cruise we're going to be doing toward the end of the year in October. It's a cruise of the Mediterranean. So we are doing some filming that way. And I've been doing a lot with Skype that people are recording that, and that should be appearing different places. And we are going to be putting some more on the YouTube also. People keep saying, why don't you have more on there? But we are going to eventually, what we're trying to set up this year, have lectures online that will be broadcast from the studio, and I'm going to try to do classes online, so then I won't have to travel so much. But we're going to have it set up some way where we can have the people who are watching call in and ask questions, and it'll all be face-to-face. I'm not sure if we're going to do Skype or we'll do the other cameras or what, but this is something we are seriously working on right now.
Wow, that was a great answer. Wow. Okay, here's my next question. What is the criteria for your past life regression, I guess certification, your own brand of certification? And I noticed you even had it patented. So your students are allowed to practice, but they're not allowed to teach. So I guess my question would be,
yes, because I'm training
to attend one of your courses.
I'm giving classes all over the world. We have trained thousands and thousands of people now, and they're all doing it. But at this point, I don't want anyone to teach it but me. I want it to stay pure as the way I've developed this technique. And we have moderators in different places that help with our students' page, because we have a page on the internet where all the students can interact together. And if they're having problems or questions, this way they're not left out in the cold. They can all talk to each other and get advice. And then if they don't have the answers to the question, we jump in and tell them what they need to know to practice. But, yeah, my classes, they're allowed to practice. They're not allowed to teach. And we have now got to the point that we are giving certification. This is, a lot of them said, I gave them certificates, especially that were worth, people who were on continuing education. My classes are worth 24 continuing education hours, so they are recognized, and we give a certificate, but it allows them to practice. But people kept saying, I want something else, like you're certified by other hypnosis schools. So we have now gotten involved with a school, and it has the School of Alternative Medicine and Natural Healing in Florida. And we're connected with them now, and we are going to be giving regular certification to be hypnosis therapists through my work. And so this is really growing, and it's spreading, And it's going to be an ongoing thing. We're going to have different levels after they've taken the class, ways of testing to make sure that they're doing it correctly. So this is going to get a bit big very fast. But we are giving certification. But you wanted to know the criteria for taking the class. Is that what you asked?
Oh, yes, yes, ma'am. But see, because I really want to do it. Because I'm in school right now. I'm studying psychology. I'm actually a little ways away from graduating. But it's so boring. It's not interesting. I'm finding it very easy. It's not challenging at all. And your books are really, you know, just the concepts they put forward in the way of thinking. It feels right. And it confirms a lot of things that I've researched and I've studied. And, like, I don't even know if I'll be qualified to take your course. Like, I really want to do it because I feel like it's the perfect way to help you.
Yes, but you don't have to worry about having any special qualifications. Anybody who wants to take the class is allowed. I just want people who want, if they want to help people, if they were interested in healing, if they just want to help people in general, we're letting them take the class. When I first gave my first class, it was in 2002. That's how long I've been doing the classes. I thought the only ones who I could teach would have to be practicing hypnotists because I didn't think anybody else would be able to understand what I was teaching. So we had a small class that first year of 10 people. And after that, when I began having the other classes, I had people coming and begging me. They said, please let me take the class. I'm not a hypnotist. I don't have any credentials or training, but I want to learn to do this. I want to help people. So I thought, okay, I'll let you take the class, but I don't know if you'll be able to understand it. Well, after that, I found they did better than the ones who had years of regular hypnosis. And you know why?
They're a clean slate.
Because
the
ones who have been taught hypnosis are taught to do things a certain way, and you got to do this and this and this, and you can't change it. You must do it the way we tell you. They have more difficulty forgetting what they've learned and accepting a new way. Well, the ones coming in who have not been trained in that way are open. And they accept it, and they do it the way I show them, they're having wonderful success because they don't have that block to overcome. They don't have all this to unlearn. You see what I mean? So
yes, ma'am.
We have lots of people taking the classes who are they're into all the different healing modalities, Reiki and different energy work. They want to take the class. I have doctors and psychiatrists that take the classes, and they're incorporating it into their practice. And psychology is very good because you will understand how to talk to the person because a lot of it is therapy and counseling. But outside of the normal psychology, like this is much more exciting and interesting. But if you have that kind of a background, you would be excellent in knowing how to talk to the people. So I think you would be able to take the class very easily.
Oh, wow. So now
that's
now
what you want to do.
The next class
will be in February. We're going to have three classes in February. The first one is going to be, let me see, it's going to start 13th of February. And it's going to be in L.A., and then I go from there to Kona on the Big Island of Hawaii, and we'll have another class there the next week, which will start on the 20th. That's two classes within the continental United States, and then I have to go to Shanghai, China, and I have a class there. But we're also going to be having classes in Arkansas here where I live. We do at least two here a year. So it depends on which one is the closest to you. Which one you would be easier for you to go to?
I mean, I'm in Alabama. Absolutely, Arkansas.
Okay, because I'm not sure of the exact date, but it'll be on our website. We'll list everything. We have all my schedule on there. I know after I get back from this trip, after I get back from China, it's going to be the middle of March. Then I have to go, the 1st of April, I have to go to Istanbul. They're having a huge conference there. It's the UFO World Summit at Istanbul. It's going to be big, and I have to go there to lecture at that. That's the 1st of April. Then I come back home, and I go to the UFO conference in Eureka Springs. And then I got to go to the Bahamas and talk. So, I mean, I'm starting on the road again after February. But I think after that, in May, somewhere in there is when we're going to have a class in Arkansas. We just have to get the dates set. But that's in the middle. It's easier for people to come.
May would be perfect.
But if you're interested, you can contact the office. Watch our website. We'll have the dates up. But they can put you on the list to be notified if you want to contact our office. And our 800 number is 1-800-935-0045. Or you can do it through our website.
Oh, okay. 1-800-935-0045.
Yeah, 1-800-935-0045, and that'll take you into the publishing company office, and they handle all of these things that I do. And tell them if you're interested, if they don't have the date yet, to tell them to put you on the list to be notified if you're interested. It's growing. And I'll be doing more classes all over the world again this year. So if you're interested, it's a good profession, and it's helping a lot of people. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Lord, honestly, I'm in school, and, you know, it's just so boring. And I've just really been trying to decide what do I want to do, and just anything related to helping people. And I just... after reading your books, I was like, wow. And knowing that you have a class, I was like, that would be the perfect way. So
This method of hypnosis is different than any other method out there, because we're doing it in a different way. The main thing with it is we have instant healing in one session of anything, any disease, any physical problem at all. I see miracles every day in my office. So it is... we're really making big advances in this. So anyway, you contact the office if you're interested.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we'll see. Is there anybody else online that wants to talk?
No consulting.
What?
No consulting.
So there's nobody else waiting?
Not yet.
Okay, well, I still got about 20 minutes here. I didn't know how many there'd be there, but if anybody does want to talk, just let them through. Oh, boy, let's see here. I've already been talking about some of the things we're going to be doing. And if anyone is interested in the LA class, like I said, that's going to be starting February the 13th. And it'll go that whole week. We're having longer classes now because we are into certification, and we're going to be running it in a little different way than the other classes we have done. We're going to have more study and more hands-on experiments in this. So we're going to go 5 days instead of 3 days. And then we have the one in Kona on the Big Island. So if anybody's interested in those two, let us know, because we're taking reservations for those classes now. The one in Kona is about the 20th. And who knows, if anybody out there is interested in Shanghai, let us know too. That one is filling up also. But then I guess I can talk about, we are going to do the cruise, and this is going to be in October. And, and we've already been doing commercials on that. I guess you call them commercials. They've made up little video clips, and they're going to be on YouTube, letting people know where we're going to go there. That's going to be 10 or 11 days tour of the Mediterranean. And I'm going to be on there, and I'll be doing lectures and workshops on it, too. But we will start in Rome. I think it's October the 5th is when we begin. But you'll be able to get more details on these things off of our website. But we'll start in Rome, and then we'll be going to Sicily. And according to the news, they're having the volcano erupting over there. I hope that's not going to make a difference. Mount Etna is erupting. But I don't know if that's going to make a difference in the ships or not. But we'll be going to Sicily. Then we'll be going to Greece and to Athens, and especially to the Parthenon. And to me, the Parthenon is very special. I've been there before, but it's special to me because I had a past life at the Parthenon. And this is described in the new book on Convoluted 4, where I talk about some of my past lives. I've already mentioned the one that I had at the Library of Alexandria. But I was also living in Athens back in those days, too. And I went through a past life where I was murdered on the steps of the Parthenon. So that's interesting. And the way I remember that, the statue, they have a huge statue that was supposed to be inside of the Parthenon. Now, you remember now the Parthenon is just ruins. But it was described as the most perfect building in the world. And all of your other buildings that have the pillars like that were modeled after the Parthenon. It was the most perfectly designed and perfectly formed building in the world. And you see it in a lot of courthouses and buildings all over the United States and all over the world that have the pillars. That's where they got the idea. But it was the Temple of Athena. And they said inside of it, they had this huge statue. Oh, incidentally, if you know, in Memphis, Tennessee, they have a rebuilt replica, exact proportions of the Parthenon. And I went to see that. It is built the way it was supposed to look in those days. Exact proportions of the building and has the roof on it, all of that. You have a comparison there. But on the way it is now, the roof has been destroyed over all these years and all the catastrophes and things that have happened down through time. But there was supposed to have been a huge statue of the goddess Athena inside the Parthenon. And they always picture her as standing. Well, in the past life regression I had, somebody was chasing me, and I was running up the street, the road to led to the temple. And when I got in there, I collapsed on the steps that led up to the statue. And when I looked up at that statue, it was not the way it's depicted now. But nobody knows what it looked like. They are assuming what it looked like, and these are the pictures you see. What I saw was the statue, she was seated, and it's a huge statue, but she was seated, and she had her hand outstretched, and on the end of her hand, she had a huge lantern, and that was what lit the building. Well, that's different than what they say it looked like, but who knows? We don't really know what it looked like. So I'm interested in go back to the Parthenon, and I'll be talking about that there. But we're going to Greece, then we'll be going to the Greek islands, and we'll eventually go back to Naples, do a circle of the Mediterranean, and then come back to Rome. We were going to go to Egypt, but all the cruise lines have stopped going to Egypt because of all the unrest over there. So anyway, that's the cruise, and if you're interested in it, you can check my website and contact us to know about that. Okay, I just heard a beep, so that means we got another caller online. Okay, who's there now?
Hi, Dolores. It's Nana. How are you?
Okay.
Yes. How's your beautiful daughter doing?
She's in England. I said that at the beginning. If you heard that.
My computer wouldn't let. I missed it the first 10 minutes. But
okay,
I wanted to.
We now have an office.
Reiterate about now that it's 2012 and the karmic contracts and how useful they are to help others in ascending and being in rhythm to make it to the fifth dimension. And now, how much time do they have left to deal with this karma before the end of the year?
It's the end of the year isn't going to make any difference. That's what I keep telling everybody. It's just a date. They're giving it way too much.
I know, but I'm talking about the karmic contracts that you tell people to write all the time and to clear up the karma.
You should be working on it now and not set a deadline. Just, you know, trying to work things out.
Well, I've been working,
you know, with the people in your family or whoever it is you have karmic ties. Try to work it out now. The sooner, the better. Because you don't want to wait till the last minute anyway.
But no, well, I just wanted to say that out so that you could remind all the listeners, you know, to keep that in mind and not to get, you know, swayed and stay in love and light now that we're, you know, closer to the to the ascension.
You're
going to
be able to notice
that
something is definitely happening, and they'll think they'll feel it in their bodies. You can feel it in the air, that something is definitely going on. But the main thing is, yes, to forgive and let go of the karma, because there's not going to be any need for it. We move into this new world, there won't be any more karma. It's all left with the old earth. So unless you want to stay with the old earth and stay on the wheel of karma, you need to get this worked out now. That's why I don't think there's going to be any hurry. There's no timeline, but I think the sooner the better. Then you can begin to live your life the way you're supposed to without all of this junk. I call it the baggage and the garbage holding you back. That's what makes people sick, too. You want to get rid of all that junk so we can move forward. And you are right about moving into light and love, because that's what it's all about, is getting away from the negativity and living our lives better and caring about each other. So I wouldn't put a time limit on it. I just think start living now and start forgiving people and letting go of all the old junk.
That's why I wanted to call, and so that you could, you know, remind us and remind everybody. It's one of the greatest gifts that you've given in your interviews in the last, you know, year or so. You know, even with, you know, Lilu and James Gillian, you remind people, and I just feel like you never know who's listening. And it was
you never
a great
know,
gift
but
to me.
Somebody other speakers are all into the doom and the gloom. And that's not what it's about.
But I share it. I've shared it with a lot of people and family members, and I see the changes in their life already. So I thank you for the gift of, you know, sharing that and it giving the people, so it gives me the opportunity to, you know, give them that opportunity. So I just want to say I appreciate that.
I've seen it happen when I'm giving lectures, because they have this fear. They don't know what's going to happen. Then when I start telling them how beautiful it's going to be, you feel the energy in the room change. And
it's
there's
true.
No more doom and gloom thinking. It's a feeling of hope. We
it's
can
happy.
Make a difference. Yeah, you know, we are going to make a difference.
And I wanted to ask you another question. I know you go around and you give classes, but if there's someone who wants a personal reading while you're in those areas, or do you also make time for that as opposed to if they don't want to learn how to do it?
Well, see, that's what everybody wants to know when I come into a place, and they start calling weeks ahead of time, is can I do personal sessions? Well, I can't when I'm doing the class and when I'm doing the lectures, because I'm focused on that and all of my energy is going toward that. Now, my sessions are not short. I spend hours with the person, so I have to have enough time to devote time to that person, and so I can't see that many even if I were able to do it. Used to be I would somewhere another week and see people, but now I have to go on to the next place, so there just isn't any time to do it.
I understand. I know that's why you're training a lot of other, white lighters to assist. But it's nothing like getting it from mother. So I want to thank you for sharing.
That's why I said I'm teaching other people, because it just everybody wants help, and I can't help them all. And that's why I'm teaching others to do this also. But you can see my energy has to go toward the classes. And some people say, can't you see me have a session after the class is over for the day? No, because then I'm tired. I want to go eat and relax.
And so, write all those hundreds of books.
That's why I'm probably putting all the information
you.
In. But I do.
Right. Thank you for everything. And please have safe journeys wherever you go, and I look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay. And the part you missed is that we opened an office in England, and we've hired people to work for us there, and that's where Julia is right now, in England, and she's getting everything set up over there. So she'll be back in another week or so.
That's okay, good. Well, you just be safe, and thank you for everything you do. And you're very much appreciated.
You know, I have these two new books out there.
Yes, and I'm trying to see if I can find some at the library across the street, because I don't have, transportation right now. So I look forward to it. And
The Convoluted Board just came out right around Thanksgiving, so it's a new one. You may not find it in the libraries yet, but it'll be there.
Well, thank you again, and have a wonderful evening and safe journeys. And I hope we hear from you soon. Bye now.
Happy 2012. We are finally here anyway.
Yay, I'm so happy. I really am. I could feel it. I could feel all the love. And thank you
again.
Don't
worry about doom and gloom. This is going to be a very exciting year. Let's see what happens.
I just wanted to call so that you could share with everybody else at this moment, and because I know you'll be going away. So
well,
thank you.
I'll be
you
leaving
again.
In February.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
My pleasure.
Okay. So I think we're coming down to the wire. I didn't know if we would have enough callers or not, but. There is going to be a lot of things places I'll be going and things I'll be doing, like with the cruise. So if anybody is interested, check out our website. You can check the publishing company website, or you can just type in my name, www.DoloresCannon.com, and it'll take you right to the website. It has the lecture schedule, the class schedule, of everything I'm going to be doing that we have set anyway. And also it has all of the books online, and you can find anything you want about what's going to happen with me. So anyway, I'm back now for a few weeks before we start out again. And maybe Julia will be here in another week or so. She'll have a lot to report about what's going on in England. Okay, so I think we've come down to the wire again. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. I really enjoyed talking to you. So happy 2012. We are finally here. Good night, everyone.